waiting another 19 seconds, 17 seconds. Sorry.
Hello.
What is that?
This
is what
you
could
get, you know, conference call.
Wow. This is what it's going for.
Is this phone good,
Remy? You know, it's worked for 19 years. It's almost 19 years.
Who bought it?
Simcha Yasselman.
He was a GQ, sure?
I think for a little while.
The problem was it doesn't have a speed dial.
That doesn't have a speed dial. So how am I supposed to call every day and call it 80 numbers? You know what I mean?
Either that, or we'll have both phones, and we'll just use this one.
I know, it's getting very complicated.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a much better phone.
Okay, we are on Nun Beis Amid Beis. We are on Nun Beis Amid Beis. Chalas V'asam Aymer. It is, right, we go across Taisus Liavemtai, and come down two lines, or three lines. Nun Beis Amid Beis, 52B, across from Taisus Liavemtai, Mahu, and come down three lines, or two lines, to Cholot Vasamaymer, at the beginning of a line. Okay, there's going to be multiple opinions here, and I'm expecting people to ask the questions that the Gemara is going to deal with, but let's start. The Mishnah said if a guy did Chalitza and then did Maymer, it doesn't work. Okay, now, problem is, the guy Kadesh, his Chalutzasai, he gives Chalitza and then does Kedushin. If we hold Kedushin as Taifsim B'chayb, all she is a Chayb Lavan of Kibin Shleban Ashuv Lo Yivna, that he's not allowed to do Yibum, right? Once he did Chalitza, it's a Lav. So Kedushin is Taifas. So if after Chalitza he does Kedushin, what do you mean it's nothing? It's not true. She needs a get. He married her. It's not Yibum. He did Chalitza. He married Chalutzasai. If you marry Chalutzasai, the Kedushin is Taifas. It's a Lav. It's illegal, but it's valid. And our Mishnah says, Chalutz Vasa Maimer, Ein Achen Chalitza Klum. It's worthless.
He did Chalitza,
and then he did Maimer. What is Maimer? Harayat Mukadesh Esli, right? Isn't that Maimer?
Rashi was Masber, the Rashi we did, it says over there, what it meant was, nothing else that you do in the future is going to be Chal.
What? That's not true. It's not true.
No.
That's not true.
He did Chalutz as the Kedushin, right?
He did Chalutz, and then he did Maimer. Is that Maimer Chal?
The Maimer's Chal? Yes.
So the Mishnah says, Ein Achen Chalitza Klum, it's not Chal.
What that meant was that if I did something afterwards...
Which is Maimer, after the Chalitza, that's afterwards.
Right.
Again, no, in the same woman, Mishnah said, Chalitza Vasa Maimer, Ein Achen Chalitza Klum.
I mean, Rashi was talking the case of Chalutz first, then Maimer, you mean?
That's the case in the Gemara here, too.
No, I meant this was Maimer, then Chalutz. You still have to give it to
Yeah, exactly.
But this is afterwards.
And the question is, why isn't it Chal? Kedushin is Chal B'chai B'lavin. All Maimer is, it's an act of Kedushin. And if a guy does Kedushin to his Chalutza, it works. So what does it mean, Einach Chalitza Klum? He did Chalitza, then he did Maimer, which means he did Kedushin. He has to give her a get. She's an anxious ish. He did Chalitza. She's now mutter to get married to anybody else. He went and did Maimer to her. What is Maimer? Well, I'm asking you, if a guy does Kedushin to his Chalutza, I don't care if Kedushin or this, if he does Kedushin to his Chalutza, is it Chal?
It's
just
one opinion.
This Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Akiva. The Amr ain't Kedushin types in Mechayv 11. After Chalitza, you make a Maimer it's Chal. Now, this is a Chiddush because I was expecting people to say, he didn't say Harat Mukadeshesli. He said, he used the words for Maimer. He wasn't going in the avenue of marriage. He was going in the avenue of Maimer as if she's his Yavama. The Gemara seems to say that if he did the Maimer, that's doing a Kedushin. And it depends if Kedushin is types of Mechayv 11. That means the Gemara does not say, oh, he didn't do Kedushin. He did Maimer. It's the same act.
Yeah,
And the Gemara is assuming that if Kedushin is type Simachai Belav, and if the guy does Maimur, he did Kedushin, and it would work. Now, the Gemara later on is going to question that. That's why I'm pointing it out. I thought people were going to jump at me right away. Said he didn't do Kedushin, he did Maimur. Yeah, but again, Maimur is a rabbinic Kedushin, right? He didn't, when he did Maimur, he didn't view her as a regular lady in the street. He viewed her as his Yavama. It's a different kind. The Gemara is going to deal with it. We'll deal with it when we get there later on. I shouldn't have even brought it up. I thought people were going to ask me, said if I was ready to answer it.
Mimer's not applicable here because there's no Zika.
Exactly. But he did, what is the act of Mimer? So therefore, since it's Hariat Mukadeshus, he did Kedushin. Now the Gemara is going to say your Svara later on. So let us wait for the Gemara. But at this point, the Gemara views Mimer as a regular Kedushin. And the Gemara says, since the Mishnah says it doesn't work, is a Raya that the Mishnah holds, ain't Akar Kalita Klum, that it goes like a Bekiva, that ain't Kedushin type Simachai Velav. That's all the Gemara said. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. So Dibre Rabbi Kiva, it's further down on the page. Akala Tvasa Bamaim Rekoi Dikoni Loi Tavas Maimer. Okay. Zuck to Gemara. Umi Matzis Mukmus Lakar Rabbi Kiva. How could you say our mission is like Rabbi Kiva? Vok Tani, Reisha. The Reisha says, Nasin Get, if he gave a get to his Yavama, then Asa Maimer, so he could get the Chalitza. That's what the Mishnah said. The guy gave a get to his Yavama, and then he did a Maimer. He has to give a get for his mimer, and he has to give chalitza. Be Rabbi Kiva, Kiva the Yavla get me mahani ba mimer. We're going to show you that Rabbi Kiva holds that once you give your yavama a get, you can no longer do mimer. It's worthless. Our Mishnah says it isn't worthless. Where did Rabbi Kiva say this? Latanya, Rabbi Kiva mimer, minayin l'naisin get li yavama yavemtai shenesu ala vaylamas. How do I know that a person who gives a get to his Yavama is prohibited, and at this point we think biblically prohibited, from ever marrying her? Biblically. How do I know that? Not like we learned till now that get's rabbinic, right? Here he's saying, how do Bakiva is saying, how do I know that if a guy gives a get to his Yavama, he no longer can ever marry her? How do I know that? Shenemar. It's talking about a regular husband and a regular wife, and the pasuk is saying, if a person divorces his wife and she marries somebody else, he cannot remarry her. That's what the pasuk says. Should have said, is la yucho bailo harishan to remarry her? Why does it say asher shocha? There's a lot of background noise. Some background noise. Anyway, why does it say the word Ashashokha? Obviously, it said that the first husband divorced her. We read that in the parsha already. Why did the pasuk have to repeat that the husband who divorced her cannot remarry her? The first husband can't remarry her. We know he divorced her. Read the parsha. The answer is the Torah is trying to tell me that there's some lady out there that even if she doesn't get married, even though she doesn't get remarried, the very act that you divorced her permits it to you. By writing the word Ashashokha, the Torah is telling us that there's some lady out there, not a regular woman, because a regular woman is only us if she gets remarried. That's clear in the Torah. But by writing the word Ashashokha, the Torah is telling me there's somebody out there that the very act of divorce prohibits her ever from marrying the person who divorced her. It's not a regular wife. A regular wife is clear in the Torah, can remarry her first husband unless she married somebody else. Obviously, we're dealing with a Yavama. And the Torah is saying, if you give a get to your Vama, that act of giving a get to your Vama bans her from Yibum ever, or from any kind of relationship. That means Rabbi Kiva is saying, a get to your Vama is a biblical Isser from now on to marry her, and nothing will be Chal. So how could you say our Mishnah is offered by Rabbi Kiva when our Mishnah said if you give a get and follow it with a mimer, the mimer works? That means the Mishnah does not view get as something that cut off everything, when Rabbi Kiva himself brought a pasuk that said that a yavama that gets divorced is totally absolutely, biblically prohibited to her yavam. That means Mimer can't work anymore. Our Mishnah said Mimer does work. So you told me our Mishnah goes like Rebbe Kiva because in the case of Mimer Acha Chalitza. I can show you the Mishnah can't go like Rebbe Kiva. Let's read it inside. The Tanya, Rebbe Kiva Aymer, Minai Lenais and Getli of Emta Shinesar Alofi Lamas, Shinemar, Layuko Baila Rishin Ashashukha, which is extra words, Ashashukha. We know the first husband divorced her. Akashiluach, that we see that the get to Yavama biblically prohibits her from marriage. That means Maima can't work. And Kedusha dies to Mechai Belavin. Sakir Amish to be like Rabbi Kiva. Amar Abashi, get Yavama Midrabana across Machtabalma. Really, the get is rabbinic. There is no such thing as a biblical get to a Yavama. And Rabbi Kiva never meant it's a biblical get. Rabbi Kiva said, Ashashukha is a hint to the Chachamim that they should institute a get that prohibits Yibam. It's not biblical, it's not a law, Kedusha would be typhus, Maimer is typhus. It's just a hint to the Rabbanan. It's not a real drush. And again, I'll be very honest. I don't know when drushes are asmachtas and when drushes are real drushes. If you told me this was a real drush, I would say great, but if you told me it's an asmachta, I'll accept it. But Rav Ashi is saying, Rabbi Kiva never meant it as a drasha. This is not a biblical drasha. There is no biblical ban to marry the Yavama that you give a get to. It's a whole rabbinic thing. But the Torah hinted by saying, Asher Shulcha, it's a hint to the Rabbanon to institute a get that prohibits Yibam. What? Well, rabbinically, we would break it up. Yeah, if a guy does Yibam after a get, we break it up, yeah.
Even according to Rabbi Kiva.
Why not? Why not? Why should we keep any different?
Sure, because
why is anybody? Don't you actually? Achashiluach, climb it. The Achashiluach, quite you say it's an extra pasuk. We don't need that pasuk. Hockey cover. Yeshluch Meshalayach. There's someone who divorces. Sha'asur lahagzer Achashiluach. To not take her back after the divorce. Vafilu loynesus. Even if she never gets married. Ve'ezay. So Yavama. Vekiven the Balavkoi. If Rabbi Kiva is saying this is a biblical prohibition, the answer is, it was rabbinic, and it's an asmachta. Again, we don't darshan the word Ashashulcha biblically. It's a hint to the Rabbanon. There's a Ritva Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tazayin, that says, the Gemara says over there, the obligation in Rosh Hashanah to say Malchias, Zichroinus, and Shifras. The Gemara says, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai Malchias. In fact, the Ritva mean Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus is rabbinic. Malchus is not a biblical obligation. So what does that mean, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Zok to Ritva, that's learned out from an asmachta. An asmachta is a hint in the Torah for the Rabbanon to come to institute it. So it is Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbanon told the Chachamim, make this takana. It's rabbinic, but hinted to the Chachamim to make the takana of Malchus. So the Rabbanon Shalom hinted to them, do this. The Ritva is saying that every asmachta is a hint to the Rabbanon to make a takana. Now, how do I know whether it's a drush or asmachta? When it's biblical and it's just a hint, I don't know. But the Ritva is saying, that's a chiddush in the Ritva, that every asmachta, it's not Shad Rabbanon wanted to do something and said, you know, like somebody has a drush and it says, which pasuk can I fit it into? Doesn't work that way. It's not Shad Rabbanon came up with something and said, you know what? Let's find the source for this. And I didn't say drush or Shabbos. Let's find the hint in the parsha. No. If they saw the hint and saw it as a reason to make the takana because of A, B, and C, and the Torah hinted to make the takana. So therefore, every time there's an asmachta, it's a hint in the Torah for the Rabbanim to do this.
Does every takana have some source?
I don't think so. Not necessarily. See, till now we thought the reason for get was because we're afraid get after Yibum, right, whatever the reason was before. And we're saying now that there's more to it there. There was a hint in the Torah to do this. Because of that reason. But Lamai says the Torah hinted to do this.
Does that make the Drabbanon stronger?
I don't know. It's still a Drabbanon. It's a Ritva in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah.
You can be derisive,
there's
more than 613
then. A lot more than 613 anyway.
What do you mean?
the Sifrei HaMitzvahs have all kinds of rules, which ones count for the 613 and which ones don't. So there really are many more than 613. 613 count as the 613 mitzvahs. But there are many more mitzvahs that don't count on the 613. For instance, there's a mitzvah to make a mishkan in Kalim. Is that one mitzvah? Or is that multiple mitzvahs? There are multiple mitzvahs. Make a mishkan, make an aron, make a shulchan, make a menorah, right? Make a mikdash, make a shulchan, make a menorah, make a mizbeach, make another mizbeach, make a... There's a lot of mitzvahs. Are they individual mitzvahs of the Tayag, or is it one mitzvah? There's a whole sefer on mitzvahs of the Rambam and the Ramban and the Chinuch that deal with why some things are mitzvahs and why some things aren't called 613 mitzvahs. So that's not a kasha. That it's not part of Tayag. But again, I mean, there would have to be a reason. Why wouldn't it be included in Tayag? I don't know. But it happens to be rabbinic anyway, so it's not a good. Zat
Tikmar Bait. How many of this going to Shemer Siyama? Maybe once he does even to her, any.
Again, I don't. When it comes to drushes, I don't even say it.
There, she did that whole thing. I mean,
the what?
He's still a cold over. Once he does Yibum,
he didn't do Yibum here.
No, it's a Shemer Siyama. That's what we're talking about.
But Yibum is his wife.
Hold over.
Ishazaf
does not come back.
Says, but we had it before. Muhammad Shem Begat to Machzira. Kacha Loy Le Isha. We learned that Megar Shem Begat to Machzira. Tanya Nami Hachi. We learned that our mission is going like a Bekiva. In a Braisa. Amar Rabbi. Ein Adwar Malolu Amura Melu Diver Bekiva. Our Mishnah that says, Ein Acha Chalutza Klum. The Braisa says that Rebbe said that's only according to Bekiva. Shayyos the chalutza ke'erva. He treats the chalutza like an erva because he holds that in kedusha types of mechayv alav. Abu Chachamim maimrim yes acher chalutza klum. The Chachamim say if you do chalutza and then you do maimer, it works. Now here comes Rebbe himself, vani aimer, and Rebbe says I think it depends. Emesayim is man shekitchel ushamishus. When does it work when you do maimer after chalutza according to the rabbanon who hold kedusha types of mechayv alav? If you mean it as an act of kedusha. You want to marry her. If you want to marry her, you can marry her. Illegally, but valid, because Kedushin is tied to Mechayv Elavim if you don't hold like a Bekiva. Ava Kitchelishim Yivmos, Yavmos. But if you thought she's your Yavama, meaning you continue treating her as if there's still a relationship between you and her, and you're making a mimer to strengthen the Zika, it's meaningless. You're trying to acquire a lady in a way that she's not acquirable. Mimer works in a Yavama. Mimer does not work in a single girl. Now, it's the same act, but your intention is totally different. You're intending to acquire a Yavama, and you're trying to acquire a single girl the way you acquire a Yavama. It doesn't work. That's what Rebbe says. Rabbanim do not differentiate. And there's going to be a lot of talk about what they're arguing in. Whole bunches of pshatim in what this machlokes is about. But in the basic machlokes, the rabbanon say, yes, kedushin belayim belav, and kedushin is typhus mechayv belav. You give the lady chalitza, then you go over and say abakadashesli, and it works. Illegal, but it works. Kedushin is typhus mechayv belav. Zuck drevi, hold. Did you mean to marry her as a single girl, or did you mean to marry her as a yavama? What did you mean?
I don't know what it meant.
What do you mean? Don't know what you meant? What did you think when you made this kedushin? If you meant the Ziyavama, again, the Gemara will work on this. We're at the beginning, right? We're at the beginning of a whole sugya, so we have to give the Gemara a chance. Right? What do you mean you don't know? Of course you know. You know what you did. Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Emesai yesh achin chalitza tvisis kedushin. Bizman shekitchil shumishus. But kedushin gemurim. He meant complete kedushin. Again, illegal. She's a chayv alav. The loy b'may me Yavama. The vada kedushin daim se b'chayv alav. Avo kitchul shem yibmus, yabmus, einem kedushin, shara ein kan sad yibum. How could he do a mimer? V'havu l'kedush etas. Okay. So now we're going to have multiple explanations in the argument Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Why does the Rabbanon say it does work? Why does Rebbe say it doesn't work? Multiple explanations covering a whole wide spectrum of things. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef starts the conversation. My time at the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say it doesn't work? The guy did an act of kedushin, and he wanted to marry her. Ask him. Did you want to marry her? Yes. Did you know she was a free woman? No. But did you want to marry her? Yes. Did you want to acquire her? Yes. So why doesn't it work? So what if he thought she was the Yagama? The bottom line is, he went over and he said, I want to marry you. Will you marry me? Hariat Makudashifli. And she said, yes. He meant she's the Yagama. But the act is the same. The desire to acquire her is the same. Her acquiescence to the acquisition is the same. Why shouldn't it work? Why shouldn't it work? To my Sakinian, that both intended to work. I wanted to buy and she wanted to sell, whatever way you want to look at Kedushin. And he went through the exact Maisa Kinyan. His mistake was he thought it worked one way and it worked the other way. But the bottom line is it worked.
Same act.
Zokka Geisav, my time at the Rebbe. Asu Kaide Benichsi Ager, Savishalayhe. The Loikani. Ager dies, he has no Yarshim. His next door neighbor happens to be pruning his trees. Either is pruning, digging, hoeing. He's hoeing his own land. Meanwhile, by mistake, he walks into the Ger's land and he starts hoeing there, not realizing that he's in the Ger's land. Now, the halacha is, the first guy who does a kinyan in the Ger's land, the Ger died, no children, no brothers, no sisters, no anything. The Ger died, no relatives, his land is Hefker. First guy that shows up and makes the kinyan is the boss. This guy showed up and made a kinyan, but he thought he was in his own land. He knew he was hoeing, but he didn't know he was hoeing in the Ger's land. He thought he was in his own land. So you can't call that an intent of acquisition. Because he did the act of acquisition, he would have liked to acquire it, but he didn't know he was doing it. Same thing here. He would have liked to marry her, but he didn't think he was doing an act of marriage. He thought he was doing an act of mimer. That's what Rabbi Yisrael looks at it at. He looks at the fact that this guy thinks it's his Yavama. That the guy is not intending to acquire her in the right way. So even though he's doing the act of acquisition and he wants to acquire, Rav Yosef says, but he's not doing the act for acquisition. It's like the guy that's hoeing in the Ger's land without realizing it's the Ger's land. That's not right. It's not true. Ask the guy, are you trying to acquire this lady? He says, yes. Ask the guy, are you trying to be kind of the Ger's land? He says no. He doesn't even know he's in the Ger's land. Here the guy knows he's acquiring the woman. How can you compare the case? In the case of the Ger, he doesn't even know he's in the guy's land. Ask him, are you acquiring the Ger's land now? No. Ask this guy, are you acquiring this woman? Yes. How can you compare and say that since he thought she was the Yavama, therefore it's like he didn't try to acquire her? He did try to acquire her. He just thought he was doing another means, but he was doing the act of acquisition as if he wanted to acquire her. Let's say two gerim died without yarshim. The guy hears that this field is hefker. He thinks it belongs to the ger named Ruvain. And he jumps in and he does a kinyan. Then he hears it belongs to Shimon. He wanted to be kind of Ruvain's land. He didn't want to be kind of Shimon's land. We don't say that. He did an acquisition to be kind of the Hefker. Who cares who the owner was? There's nothing to know whose land it was. He did an act of acquisition. He was kind of the land. He thought it was Ruvain's land. It ended up being Shimon's land. They're both Hefker. They're both acquirable. And he did the act of acquisition. So it works. This lady is acquirable, right? Through Kedushin, which he did, thinking he did Mimer. But the bottom line is, he wanted to acquire and he did the act of acquisition. Why shouldn't it work?
Well, it says Shrikhman again, right? I don't get it. Well, it was Yibum, right?
Rabbi says that if he intended to do Mimer, not Yibum, if he thought she was a Yavama, not a free lady, it doesn't work. That's what Rabbi said. Bani Aymer, Rebbe said.
Right.
When do the Rabbanan require a get? I argue. I'm a third opinion. Only when he meant to marry her as a single lady who's free. But if he thought she's Yavama, and he's marrying her as a Yavama, his Kedushin doesn't work. Right.
What does that mean?
If he thought she was a free lady, he knew she was a free lady, and he's marrying her as he would marry any other lady.
Was she a free lady?
Yeah, he had Chalitza. He did Chalitza. I don't know where you are. He did Chalitza.
Yeah,
And now he went and did Mimer.
Even if you go Yaventi into that.
But again, we have to give the Gemara a check.
She's pretty late. She's pretty late because he did Chalitza first.
Uh huh.
We said, look, cool. So I'm trying to understand what that is.
But right, and now she's a free. Well, what? But on the other hand, if he thought she was Yavama, she's not Yavama either.
She's not Yavama. That's why Rabbi said it doesn't work.
But if you can marry. Well, why can
you?
It's a Chai B'Lavin.
Because, well, what law is it? Oh, Kivin Shalom B'Yavna?
Kivin Shalom B'Yavna. Well, that's why.
So
according to Bekiva, it doesn't work. According to the Rabbanan, it works. Rebbe says it depends if you knew she was single or you think she was the Yavama. That's what Rebbe says. So the question is, what's shot in Rebbe? So if Yosef said, because you didn't have intent to acquire, it's like you worked in a garris field and you thought it was yours. And Abai said, that's not true. You did have intent to acquire. You just thought you were acquiring something else, but you were acquiring. Why shouldn't it work? Catch up with Rashi. So Rashi called the Khaifer, he's digging. The land of the ger was next to his land. A ger died without any inheritors. The one who takes his property is kind of. He's digging in the land of the ger. And he holds it's his land. He had no intention to acquire it. He thought he could do Kedushin Ter as a Yavama. Right, he's trying to take over his brother's marriage. And that's not what's happening here. Look at Bukalu. That's what Rav Yaisa says. He's trying to acquire his brother's marriage, and there is no brother's marriage to acquire. So Abaya says...
Why isn't there?
Because he gave Chalitza.
But it's only love.
But it's not his brother's marriage anymore. It's gone.
That's the law that he's over.
Right.
So...
Let me ask you, if a guy if a guy gave Chalitza to the woman and then married her, did he take over his brother's marriage or did he do his own marriage? Who's Ksuba? Let's take it this way, okay? I hate to do this because it's not true what I'm going to say, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's good. Who's Ksuba? Who's Chayev the Ksuba now? He gave Chalitza, then he violated the Torah, and he was Mekadosh his Chayev Lavan. He knew she was Asherim. He knew she was a free lady, and he married her anyway. He's Ivor Alav. Kedushin is types to Mechayv Alavin. Who has to pay the Ksuba? First husband or the second husband? The truth is nobody, because it's an illegal marriage. That's why I said it's not true. But that's not the point. He didn't take over his brother's marriage. His brother's marriage is gone. Poof. In smoke. He did Chalitza. His brother's gone.
What happened to that Ksuba from the brother?
She can get it after Chalitza. She's entitled to it. If he doesn't, but when he remarries her, it's his own obligation. He has to pay the Chalitza. He gave Chalitza. He owes it in Ksuba.
From the first brother.
Yeah. But now that he remarries her, he owes her his own Ksuba. It's not the brother's marriage. He thought he's taking over the brother. This is what Rav Yosef said. The guy thought he was taking over his brother's marriage, and he wasn't. That means he didn't intend to acquire her as his wife. He intended to acquire her as a continuation of his brother's wife. And Abaya says, acquisition is acquisition. Who cares? Whether it's his wife, his brother's wife, the bottom line is he's acquiring. The act of acquisition is done. The desire of acquisition is there. Why doesn't it work?
So why is it when you give a lady a big diamond ring, doesn't it work?
Because her das is only for a certain value.
No, she wants to acquire.
Again, the reason we don't mekadesh with a ring, with a stone, is because once a woman sees a stone, she tells herself it's worth X amount, and therefore I'm accepting kedushin on the basis that it's worth X amount.
But she wants to acquire.
She wants to be acquired.
Right.
Again, I'm trying to say it again. What if a woman says, I'm only maskim to kedushin for $1 million? And he gives her only $100,000. Is she mekudeshes?
No.
She wants to marry him, but she wants $1 million.
Sure, she didn't say that.
Well, by when she sees the stone, in her mind, she thinks she's being acquired by X amount of value. And we don't want a woman, and we don't want to, it's a drabonon, it's a chid, it's a takana.
That she doesn't want to be married?
We don't know. And therefore, we don't want her to have that thing. We want her to get married for a pruta. We don't want her to have anything intention. We want her to accept kedushin of a pruta. And that's why we take a ring without a stone, so a woman can know maybe it was bought in that thing with the machine where you put it in and you get the nickel. Well, it used to be a nickel. I don't know what it costs now. Probably a dollar. You know, that thing over there that you can turn. Well, yeah. Yes.
People read me. Maybe we have 10 plus 3 plus 2.
The machines, the bubble machines. We want a woman to accept kedusha regardless of what the ring is worth. We don't want her to think she got A and didn't get A, and then say maybe I didn't get married. This is a takana. Really, biblically, you're right. She didn't say anything. There's really nothing to do. But this is like a takana. That's why we don't use a stone.
And by the fields.
What in the world is that?
By the gear.
A guy goes into a gear's field and doesn't realize that he's in a gear's field, and he thinks he's in his own field, and he hoes. He's not intending to acquire anything.
By two gearim?
He's intending to acquire.
From Reuven.
Who cares from who? It's Hefker. It's not Reuven, it's not Shimon. It's
Hefker. It was Reuven's.
It's not Reuven's anymore.
I thought Rebbe said there are two gearim.
Who once owned his field, but they both died.
Right.
So now what is the status of this field?
Hefker.
Who cares who owned it first?
I thought it was Reuven.
Who cares?
I care. I don't want to take from Shimon.
Not Shimon, it's Hefker.
Who cares? I care.
Depends where you come from.
No, that's right. No, I want. No!
I honestly.
I do understand that.
I have not understood what you're talking about.
I do understand that. I thought it was Reuven's field.
Who gave him to this?
Well, again, Abaye does equate them, and he says they both work.
I don't think it should work.
Why shouldn't it work?
I'll tell you. Rebbe, it's pretty simple. I thought it was Reuven's old field.
Who cares?
I do.
Now, do you want this field now? Now that you found out it's Shimon's, do you want it?
No.
Yes. You obviously want it. If not,
no, you don't want it.
If you don't want it, it's not yours.
Oh.
But you do want it.
You want it to take effect.
Instead of being quiet, why don't you say that I was right?
Because you're not right.
The guy wants Shimon's field. He thought it was Reuven. Had he known it was Shimon's, he would have done it as Shimon's.
Oh, the mistake he didn't know which field it was.
Right.
I thought you said he only wanted Reuven.
Good morning.
I thought Rebbe said originally that he only wanted
Reuven. He wanted the field, he thought it was Reuven. It was
Shimon. Same thing here, he wants this lady. That's what Abaye is saying. He wants this lady. So he thought it was this way of acquisition. He did the same act of acquisition, and it works a different way, but he wanted it.
And the Rabbanon thing that you can't do that?
No, Rebbe. So we haven't explained Rebbe. Rebbe Yosef wanted to explain Rebbe because Rebbe, he wasn't intending to acquire her. So Rabbi, yes, he was. How can you compare this to the person who didn't know he was acquiring the land of Agar? He knew he was acquiring this lady. This is, again, Rabbi Yosef came to explain Rebbe. Rebbe said, it depends whether he intended to marry her as a single lady or as a yavama. Dr. Rabbi Yosef, what difference does it make? The answer is, if you intend to marry her like a yavama, you did not have intention to acquire her because you thought she was a yavama. It's like you thought you were in your own land. So Tobiah, that's not true. You did want to acquire her. You had a different idea of what you're doing, but it was an acquisition of this lady. Just like it was an acquisition of this field. So you made a mistake in exactly how what her status is, but who cares? Now, Rashi did answer Rav Yosef, by the way. Because Rashi answered Rav Yosef saying that Yibum is not your acquisition, it's your taking over your brother. And therefore, Rav Yosef held, taking over your brother is not acquiring her. I did not intend to acquire her for myself. I intended to move into my brother's shoes. That's Rav Yosef's shot, right? Rav Yosef says, when a guy thinks he's a Yavama, he doesn't intend to marry her. He intends to take over his brother's role. It's a different thing. He's not intending to acquire her. He's intending to become his brother. And he's not his brother. so therefore it doesn't work. And Abaye is saying, it's an acquisition of her. Call it what you want. He's acquiring her. He's acquiring her through becoming his brother. But he's acquiring her. That's the dakas of the machloikas here. Rabbi Yosef views a guy who wants to continue Yibum as not that he's trying to acquire her as his. He's intending to take over his brother's marriage. He's not intending to do an act of acquisition. He's doing an act of extending his brother's marriage. He becomes the extension of his brother. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef, he's not intending to ask him, did you want to acquire her as your wife? No, I wanted to become my brother.
The end result is the same.
Of course, the end result is the same. But he's not trying to acquire. He's in time. That's what I'm just trying to explain, Rav Yosef. Zokta Baya, the end result is the same. You're trying to acquire her.
And all he's doing is a mimer, according to Rav
Yosef. In both cases, he's saying, Ari Amagudashasli.
But his intent is to be his brother.
That's what Rav Yosef says. And Rabbi is saying, the bottom line is you're tending to acquire her. Zokt the Gemaravit. Ella Marabaya Hokim Bamaya Skinning Adomala is Kachli Bamaima Yavaman. He spoke out, I want to be Makadish you, Bamaima Yavaman. That's what he said. Now, the question is exactly how does Maimer work? Is Maimer an independent takon of acquisition? And therefore, who cares if he said Maimer Yavaman or Kedushin? It's all the same thing. Or is Maimer Yavaman a means of strengthening Zika, strengthening the bond? And if he said, I want to strengthen the bond, you didn't say, I want to acquire. You said, I want to strengthen the bond. There is no bond to strengthen. It depends on how Maimer works. If you use Maimer as building upon Zika, so then you need a Zika to do a Maimer. And the guy said, I want to do a mimer. He's saying, I want to build on Zika. There's no Zika to build on. It's a different kind of acquisition. It's not I'm acquiring. One is acquiring her through Kedushin, and one is acquiring her through a combination Zika and mimer. There's no Zika. Rabbanan say, mimer is an independent way of acquisition. It's nothing to do with the Zika. It is a way of acquiring a Yavama. It's the same act as Kedushin, except it's a Yavama as opposed to a single lady. It's the same act. Rebbe says it's not the same act. One is a extension, a strengthening of Zika. There's got to be a Zika there. If not, you didn't do the act.
Yeah, and if you hold a Zika, how can you do Mimer after the Zika? If you hold a Zika, how does Mimer help if it's an extension of a Zika?
Okay, I knew this was coming. So did Tysus. Tysus also knew we were going to ask this question. So look at the bottom, Tysus, if you don't mind. Tysus says...
It's too long.
Can you look at the bottom, Tysus? E Amarla. The bottom, Tysus, the one that's not long. The one that's three lines. So Tysus, I feel a little amount that my ain't Zika. Hainu le'inyin achayisu kakasta ki yaitzabai. That's only for relatives. I'm a pshita demhani loshen zika shayzukakasa by man is befunav. She is bound to him. Biblically, she can't get married to anybody else. Whether it has marital effects or not is questionable. But she is bound to him, and Mimer was to build on that bond. If there's no bond, there's no way Mimer can build. So it is two kinds of acquisitions. It's not the same act of acquisition. One is acquiring through a kedushin, and one is acquiring through a buildup of a bond. There is no bond to build up. That's what Rabbi says. That's what Rebbe says. And Rabbanan say, Mimer has nothing to do with the bond. What? Tysus answers the question of yes, Zika and Zika was only whether relatives become usher. Nothing to do with the fact that there's a biblical bond between the. She can't get married to anybody, she's bound to him. Don't use the word Zika, use the word whatever. But it's a bond. And therefore, Mimer is the Rabbanan's way of strengthening that bond. If there's no bond, there's nothing to strengthen. So it is two means. It's not the same act of acquisition. It's not that I'm hoeing in one field and I thought it was the second field. That's the same act of acquisition. Here I'm hoeing and I wasn't hoeing. I thought I was hoeing, I wasn't hoeing.
That's why
according to Rebbe it doesn't work. According to Rabbanan, Mimer is the same as Kedushin, nothing to do with the Zika. It works. Rashi. Nothing to do with Beishama. It's all rabbinic. Rashi. Zunk Rashi. Harley Dami. Abayu da Akshav Azul. Uksavish Ager Acher. Ol Mishavim Liknus Mikom Hakav. I mean, Uksavish Liknus Mikoy Chalchav. He wants to take over his brother's marriage. Vein Ekaina. Ol Mikoycha. Mikom Hakav Kinyin. Who he's trying to acquire. Bottom line, he's trying to acquire her. Maimer Iluya Zikarami. Maimer that Kinu Rabbanah Lachal Yavamim. The maimer that the Rabbanah made for all Yavamim. Litikin Elahecha the Kaim Azika. It was only made when there's a Zika. For after maimer retires of Allah. Maimer comes and adds to it. Vakaleka the maimer Hachidashi Halitza Mavka the Zika. There's no Zika to add to. The Rabbanah say, Hai Lachudikoi Vahai Lachudikoi. Let's go back to the Gemara because I didn't read the whole Gemara. But let's go back. The takana of Maimer was to build on an existing Zika. And Chalitza came. We dissolved the Zika, so there's nothing to build Maimer on. Rabbanu Savar, it's a separate takana. Mikari Amrlo, his kachli b'maisi Maimer Yavamim. If a guy would have said, when she, before Chalitza, I want to do Maimer Yavamim, Milay Mahani, it doesn't work because of Zika. It works because Rabbanan said it's a takana called Maimer. So it's the same act. It's the same means of acquisition. Biblical or rabbinic, it's the same act. It doesn't work because it builds on Zika. It works because it's independent. Hashtanami. Hashtanami Mahani. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Hai Luchu Dekoi, V'loi Mahani Zika L'Maimer. It's not that Zika helps Maimer, Hashta K'Mikara. It's like it was before the Chalitza. Mikari Yomelo Yiskachi Ibn Maimer L'Vama. V'loi Kani? V'loi Kani Mahani L'Zika has nothing to do with Zika, the Hai Luchu Dekoi, Hashta Nami Mahani. Meaning, Maimer is saying, Rabbanan is saying, you can marry your Yavama rabbinically. It's the same act as marriage, nothing to do with the Zika. We instituted a marriage rabbinically for a Yavama. And it's biblical for a non-Yavama. It's the same act of acquisition. He wants to acquire her. She wants to be acquired. They're doing the very same act. It's not a different mechanism. It's the same mechanism. And therefore, the fact that he said, Maimer Yavama, doesn't make a difference. It's the same act. That is Abayas Shat. So we had Rabbi Yosef Shat. Rabbi Yosef felt didn't have enough to acquire. And now we had Abayas Shat. But it depends. I'm sorry?
Felipe Rubba, do you hear me?
You have to, Elimei, when you ask your questions, you speak too low. I hear your voice, but I can't hear the words. Yes.
I hear. I'll try.
What is your question?
Felipe Rubba, do you hear me now?
I didn't do Rubba yet. I did Rav Yitzchak and Abaya. I didn't do Rubba yet. We'll get to Rubba in a moment. Mircea Shem. Rabba Amar. Rabba says a different shot. Either Amar Lo B'Maimer Yavamin Kulam Lo Pligid Mahani. Rabba says everybody agrees Maimer is independent of Zika. It works because Rabbanan said you can do a marriage to a Yavama. And it's the same act of marriage that you do to a regular lady. And it has nothing to do with the fact that you're bound to her or not bound to her. It's a different mechanism. It works like every marriage works. And therefore, if he wants to do it, it should work. So what's the machlokes here? He said, I want to marry you with the Zika. That's what he said. I want to marry you with the Zika. Now, one second. Hold a second. I'll do the Rabbanon first, and then I'll do Rebbe, okay? I'll do it again. Rebbe, Rabbanon say, there's no such thing as marrying her with the Zika. Even when she was a Yavama, you couldn't marry her with the Zika. The only way you could marry her is with Maimer. So even though you said you want to marry her with Zika, it means you want to do Maimer. It can't mean you want to marry her with Zika. There's no such thing. You can't marry a woman with Zika. So you're using a terminology that has no basis. So what you mean to say is I want to acquire you with the way the rabbis let me acquire you. You use the word Zika's Yavama, but it's not the way you acquire her. And therefore, it works. It works as a mimer. So whether she is a Yavama or not a Yavama, it's the same means of acquisition. Rebbe said, you said, because you said that you want to do it with Zika, with Zika's Yavama, right? And therefore, you're saying that you want to use Maimer as an extension of Zika. You're bounding the two together. They don't have to be bound together, but you went and tied the two. You said, I want to build on the Zika. If you would have just said Maimer, it would have worked like a regular Kedushin. But you didn't do that. You said, I want to do it through Zika. That means you're trying to use the Maimer in a Zika way. And she's not having Zika now, so you can't use Maimer in a Zika way. Because you have the option, according to Rebbe, to build Maimer on Zika or to use Maimer independently. But again, Maimer is a takana independently, but the guy can also use it as a build-up of Zika.
If there's no Zika, then you can't build
that. Again, the Rebbe is saying everybody agrees Maimer is an independent takana. And if a guy would just say Maimer, it works independently. But if he himself ties it to Zika, he can't work without the Zika being there. Let's read Rashi. Rashi also, let me just read the Gemara, and then we'll read. Let me just read the Rashi, and then read the Gemara. Gemara, then read the Rashi. Now, normally, it's actually the Zika Sivam. Rebbe Sava, yes, Zika. Rebbe says that Zika is an entity, meaning, and if a person wants to use Mimer to build Zika, he can use Mimer that way.
When there's still a Zika.
Now there's no Zika. Rabbanu Sava, ain't Zika. The whole thing never worked with Zika. You can't work Maimer with Zika. There's no option like that. So Mikari Lamar Lai Zika Zivama Mila Bahani. If you would say that, we say he means Maimer. He's using words that are meaningless. So Ashtanami Mahani, Maimer works. The question is there any validity, any strength to the fact that he's using the word Zika Zivama? Does Maimer work with two different ways or not? Rebbe's saying you can work the regular Maimer. Or you could make Maimer build on Zika. That's how you want your Maimer to work. So therefore, over here you make Chalitza, you took away that option. Let me read Rashi. So Rashi, yes, Zika. Let's read Rashi. Hide the toughest Maimer ba'alma b'chihai lishna. The reason it would work before Chalitza, from the yes, Zika. V'hashtra soy Chalitza pakata. Chalitza removed it. V'lek l'meim rachi. Ein Zika, ein kayach l'zika. The Zika has nothing to do with the Maimer. The answer is, even though you said Zika is Yavamim, it's worthless. There's no such thing. Maimer has nothing to do with Zika.
He's not a Talmud Chacham who learned Yavamis.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so he says Zika, and it doesn't matter what he said, he wants to acquire her.
Again, but since there's an avenue to do it with Zika is Yavamim, that's what he said. Words have consequences. Right, as Rav Meisher said, it's an Eifel Chacham.
What does that mean?
Eifel Chacham means he's like too smart. Like he thinks he's outsmarting. Sometimes you become too smart. Like, you know, hello? That's an Eifel
Chacham. So his over smartness hurt him. Yeah. Well, that's what
it's called an Eifel Chacham.
Over?
Eifel Chacham means above Chacham. You know what I mean? Higher Chacham. It's a Yiddish terminology. Like somebody thinks he's outsmarting somebody, you know, and he ends up doing something stupid because he's outsmarting somebody. So that's an Eifel Chacham. Right. So far we've had three interpretations of the Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanan. Reb Yosef, who claimed that Maimer is not the regular way of Kedushin, it's a different kind of acquisition, and he never intended to do Kedushin or acquisition, he just wanted to continue his brother. Abaye, who said acquisition is acquisition. So Abaye said there's just two avenues. One is building on Zika, and one is independent, and he tried to build on Zika, and it wasn't there. And Rava said it's only when he uses the word, I want to build on Zika. But if he says Maimer Yavamin, that would not be building on Zika. So Rav and Abaye are very similar, except to Abaye, Maimer Yavamin means building on Zika, and to Rav it doesn't. But Zikas Yavamin means building on Zika. And that, Rebbe says, is not the same, and therefore it doesn't work. We still have a few more pshatim in the Machlokes, but those are the first three. There's going to be five pshatim, six pshatim. That's going to be...
What did he say on the chest?
He said, don't ask it as one question. No, ask it two questions. Give me three shots. Yeah, give me three shots.
The question on the chest, if you have something and it answers one line, and then you have a little answer to put the arrows here and this and that. I mean,
but I may not give you a
question. Talk to my question. Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah. No uncertain answers.
Okay, we'll stop there.